Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to He Sent His Word Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Diane Woods, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. We're going to be gearing back up for our 2016 broadcast, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about potential, passion, and purpose, and really what does that mean? What does God want us to do? So let's get started. Let's just open up with prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for just speaking to our hearts as it relates to who we are and what you've called us to do. We thank you, Lord, for the hearts that you've given us to change lives, to touch people's lives, Lord, and to move ahead with the things that you've called us to do. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Well, pinpointing potential, passion, and purpose, what is that all about? What does it mean to pinpoint your potential, your passion, and purpose? Well, God has given me a purpose, and my purpose is to help you pinpoint your purpose. And one of the things that we have to do is really listen to what the voice of the Spirit of God is speaking to us, the Holy Spirit, that is. Now, when I talk about pinpointing, it's really a process. We have potential, and potential really is just the things that are possible. And we know that all things are possible with God, but however, we have to do something. We have to take responsibility for the things that God has really called us to do, given us to do, and not just sit on it or hold it hostage because things aren't going our way. One of the things that he has shown me this year, and it's really early in the year, is that we have to keep moving forward, not looking back, not turning back, but moving forward into the things that really God has ordained for our lives. It really is hard to move forward if your head is always turned in the other direction. So when we talk about potential, we're talking about the capability of developing something, expressing the possibility of something. So what is your potential this year? Your potential is really endless. It really has a lot of opportunities, and how do we identify those opportunities? Well, throughout our broadcast, I'm going to hopefully be able to help you address some of the things that you might be dealing with in regards to your purpose. Sometimes people say, well, I really don't know what it is I'm called to do, but I think when it really boils down to it that we really do know, it's just how do we get that? How do we get started? How do we actually do what's in our hearts to do? When you find yourself always doing something over and over again, people always come to my desk and ask me questions. I feel like I'm always counseling someone. I feel like I'm always doing this or doing that. It's because that's part of the gift that God has given you and given me. So we don't want to ignore those things that really kind of come across our path on a regular basis. Those are the things that we really enjoy doing, but we know that, okay, if I'm on the job, I really can't, you know, get off here and try to counsel someone or share. Maybe we can talk after work or something to that effect. But it's still something that you enjoy doing. One of the things about passion is a strong feeling in being enthusiastic about something. What are you enthusiastic about? What do you really, really, really enjoy doing? I'm not saying that we should just jump off and just quit our jobs, but there are some things that's in our heart to do that God has placed in our heart to do that's just kind of been going over and over and over again. And I want to encourage you today not to ignore those desires. When God gives us the desires of our heart, he puts the desires in us, really, to see as we continue to move ahead, those are the desires. He gives us the desires. You know, God is the creator of the universe. He created you. He created me. And I think a lot of times when we try to change ourselves or make ourselves into something that we really naturally are not, we can become frustrated and tired and irritated and things like that. But just go back and really, really look at what are your passions? What do you enjoy doing? Do you enjoy planning parties or doing, helping people, helping the homeless? Some people really have a gift to minister to those that are in need. And some people just have a gift to give to those that minister to those that are in need. So really think about it. Think about what it is that's in your heart to do. What do you enjoy doing? If I enjoy teaching, then I should be teaching. But what is it? What do I need to be teaching? What do you need to be doing? Those are the things, the questions only really only you can answer. I can't answer those questions for you. And sometimes we get caught up with in other people's suggestions, you know, or other people's ideas. Sometimes we can get distracted with a comment. If you share your vision with somebody or you share your idea and then they have a different idea than the one you had, sometimes we can be tempted to just shift over and say, that really does sound good, instead of allowing our personal idea and vision to come to its full fruition or come that let that idea really, really open up. One of the things that you can do is when you have an idea is to have a journal, make a journal, something small that you can write in that you can carry around with you and write those ideas down. Then pray about it. That prayer is really the most important thing that will actually help manifest the things that are really in your heart to do. When we pray, when we ask God and we have faith in Jesus Christ and we have faith in God, we can do what he placed in our heart to do. Sometimes it might feel like it's difficult or challenging, but that's only because it's something fresh and new. We are so used to our routine that when God speaks to our heart to move us in a different direction, the first thing we want to do is say, oh, no, that's not God. But it could be God just giving you what you need as the foundation of what it is that he's calling you to do. So I want to encourage you today to think about the potential that you have in 2016. What is that potential? What are the possibilities of the things that you have in your heart, seeing those things come to pass? What are the possibilities? What are we doing about the possibilities? Because really it is all about the choices that we make. I can choose to work on the broadcast. I can choose to work on books. I can choose to work on my presentation. But is it lining up with what God has for me? And I can say, yes, it is. But sometimes I can be sidetracked by other people's projects. And think about that. Don't busy yourself or get yourself so involved that you can't work on the things that God is placing in your heart to do. Because it's great for us to be a part of the community, be a part of the vision, be a part of change in our communities and in our lives, but also God has called you to be a change agent in the areas that he's blessed you with, in the gifting, whether it's cooking, whether it's sewing, whether it's teaching. It doesn't matter what it is, because that is your testimony. That is how you will evangelize, because as a Christian, you know God, and you're not separate and apart from your faith. You're going to be a Christian whether you sew or cook or do whatever. So when you are out cooking for someone or ministering to someone, you're still evangelizing in a sense, because that person is going to want to ask you questions about what it is that you do, and then you'll have the door open to being able to share your testimony and what God is doing in your life. Sometimes we have to really be creative in how we reach our community. But God isn't finished with us yet, isn't that? That's the good news. The good news is that Christ came, he died for us. We're blessed because we have the Lord on our side. So trust in him today with all of your heart. Don't lean into your own understanding, as it says in Proverbs. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in everything that you do, and he will direct your path. This is Diane from He Sent His Word Radio Broadcast, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in today to our broadcast. Want to be an encouragement to you? If you'd like to visit our website, you can click on the link that is on the broadcast link just to visit our website and to see what we're doing. God is so faithful, and just want to encourage you today to think about that potential that you have as a child of God to reach your community with the gifts and the talents and the abilities that God has given you. Thank you for listening, and have a great one.